Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, Father, we just praise you. We thank you, Lord, for an awesome night tonight. We believe, Lord, that you're in charge. We leave you in charge. We ask you to give us the words to say and the things to pray about, Lord, because we know that when we pray, then we have an open heaven and our prayers will be answered. We have angels that go out and do things for us. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all the healings that we've already prayed for and all the circumstances that have come around to your way of thinking. And we praise you for that. And we thank you, Lord, for all the deliverances that we've prayed for in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for answering all of our prayers because we're people with faith in you, Lord. We trust you, Lord, to answer our prayers. And we praise you, Father, for doing that. We thank you, Lord, that tonight's going to be an awesome night because we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the faith in you, Lord. And we praise you and we glorify you for all that's accomplished. We thank you for bringing all of our household in to the kingdom that have drugged their feet or that has no desire at this moment to be into your kingdom. But Lord, we know that because of our prayers, you're going to bring them in. It might take a little bit of shaking, but that's fine. We don't care as long as we spend eternity with them in, up there with you, Lord. And we praise you for it. And Lord, don't let us, help us to not be anxious about our relatives, our families, and our friends that we have prayed for. And let us just rest in the knowledge that whatever it takes are coming in. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that tonight's going to be an awesome time. And it's going to be a blessing to you and us, Lord. And we praise you for it. We praise you, Father, for leading us into this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all that's going to be accomplished tonight in your name. In Jesus' name. The name that's above all names. The name that has power behind it and authority. And we praise you, Father, for allowing us the opportunity to be in this kingdom and utilize the promises that you've given us, Lord, and the tools that you've given us to walk this walk. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Fill us up, Lord, with your Holy Spirit to overflowing. Fill us so much so, Lord, that there's nothing left but you, Lord. Get rid of me, myself, and I, and that there's be nothing left but you, Jesus, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God, glory to God. All right. Has anybody got a prayer request? Any minute. Go, Missy.
I was just talking to my mom. She had emailed, and so I called her, and I don't recall that she had even mentioned to me at all about my dad having an issue. But anyway, he's supposed to get his gallbladder taken out on the 21st. And the surgeon at first really didn't want to do it because he has a pacemaker and just whatever. And they did this similar procedure on his heart or whatever. And so he had to get approval from his heart doctor or whatever. And he said it would be a problem. They're going to do the laparoscopic, which most of the time I think they do that anyway. So, but oh, Father, I just, Lord, oh, I just wish you would come and start this revival and open people's eyes and their ears and they just finally see the truth of what your real gospel is, the true, that not another gospel, not another Jesus, not a different spirit. And Lord, I just ask you for your protection upon my dad, Lord, as he goes through this, and that there be no complications whatsoever, and that he just comes through with flying colors, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and grace and sustaining my mom and dad, Lord, and all our families that just aren't there yet. And like Michael says, help me not to, you know, be anxious once again, you know, all of us, Lord. It's just like you just want to, you know, just speak faith, but they've never received it, then they don't want to hear it. And so Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you're going to be the one that's going to do it. Open all their eyes up and their ears, Lord, and bring them to repentance, that they let themselves be led along by these false shepherds, you know, that you didn't even ordain, Lord. And that they're going to know the truth, and the truth is going to set them free, Lord. And I just praise you and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. It is done. Yes, Lord, open all of our family's eyes and ears. Amen. All right. Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, I have an ailment that needs prayer. I've already prayed for it. I ran into this ailment before. It was on my left arm, underneath my arm, but now it's on my right arm. It's kind of like red marks and a rash. And I, the last time it actually was really bad on my left arm. It actually made open sores appear there, but it all went away. So I have practice at this, but I just want prayer so that it doesn't go any further than it is now and it actually go away. So I'd like someone to pray that for me because I've already prayed. So I just want some companion prayers to this to agree with me.
All right. We're going to pray and everybody here is going to believe with me. In the name of Jesus, I command this rash off of his body. I don't care where it is. It's got to go in Jesus' name. We command you to go from Andrew's body and don't come back in any kind of form whatsoever in Jesus' mighty name. You spirit of infirmity, go from him now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. It's done. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. It is done. And all the symptoms that goes with it, not the symptoms, but the pain or whatever it is, the discomfort, go with it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. How's it feel?
Well there's no pain at all, but okay. I don't want to scratch it in case it gets worse or itchy.
It ain't going to get worse. It's worse. Gone. It's gone. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's gone, brother. All right. Hey, Rion and Edwin. Good to have the arms team here. Amen. Glory to God. All right. Yes, Debbie, go ahead. Debbie, you have to unmute because it's hard for us to hear you.
Well, I don't know why. Sorry, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. I'm going to share a prayer for a friend. Ask prayer for a friend. I told her we pray for tonight. And I've prayed for her before. Her name is Darla. She's always got physical problems. And there's one problem that's ongoing. Is that something wrong with, and it's in her colon. It's always a colon issue and other issues too. But the biggest one has been her colon. And she's in and out of the hospital all the time. She was in the hospital last week, and I heard she's in again this week. And she said it's her colon. So I told her we'd be praying for her. It gets blocked, they say. So I let her know that we'd all be praying for her tonight. So
okay, you want prayer or you want me to?
Yeah, you, Michael.
Please. Okay. Her name is Darla? Yeah.
Darla, yes.
Yeah, she one of God's own?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Lord, we lift up Darla to you. Not that that makes much difference with me. I pray for him anyway. Lord, we lift up Darla, and we thank you, Father, that she's seeking for prayer. And Lord, we thank you that she has faith in you. And in the name of Jesus, right now, we command this spirit of infirmity off of her colon, and we command you to go in Jesus' name. And whatever it is, you have to go in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that she is healed, delivered, and she is set free from this spirit of infirmity. Thank you, Father, for doing this for Laura. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, it's done, Debbie. You tell her she's healed. All right, Jenny, go ahead.
Praise God. I would like to pray for Darla as well. Okay. Father, I thank you, Lord, for our sister in Christ. And Lord, I lift her up to the throne of grace, and I ask God that you would show her any sin that she is hanging on to, of any worry, fear, anxiety, where she is not resting in you, where she is not trusting in you, where she is not spending time with you to get rid of her burdens. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that you administer to her heart and just take authority over these spirits that have been tormenting her and causing her all these problems, that they have to go to in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just pray blessings on Darla, Lord, that she is able to get free from these things, Lord, that at the root, and that she doesn't have to go back to the doctor for any of these things, because you're our healer. And I just pray healing virtue, Lord, into her colon, into her intestinal organs, and command all these lying symptoms to go. And as soon as she is able to free herself from this burden of what's really at the root there, Lord, that she will know that this isn't coming back again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. All right. Okay, let's pray for Debbie again. In the name of Jesus right now, I come against these attacks on this woman. I command you to get your hands off of her. In Jesus' name, you spirit of infirmity, go from her. In the name of Jesus, and I command that tumor to dry up and go from her right now, in Jesus' name. And I command the inflammation and the numbness in her face, all of that stuff, everything that has tormented this woman, go from her now, in the name of Jesus. I speak it and declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus. You go and you must obey. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. God be the glory. She is healed. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Geneva.
I have a praise. I just want to thank you guys for your prayers and us all believing and standing firm in our faith. I got an email today from work. And even though, you know, our governor here in Florida said that, you know, businesses can't make the vaccine mandated, I still got an email today saying basically that they approved my religious exemption. And I was so surprised about that, because I was very, very firm and had many scriptures in there and just basically spoke about my faith and the whole time, and how, you know, it would be against what I believe to get it. And anyways, I was so thankful when I saw that, because Michael, like you prayed, you know, that they would even be at rest, that they would be at rest about the whole situation. Because to be honest, I expected to get a call to ask, like, for me to come in, you know, want to have a talk or just something like that. I expected something to happen, and nope, just got an email saying your religious exemption has been approved. And so, praise the Lord. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Lord is good. And I also wanted to, this is kind of funny, but today, so at our, we live in like a really small house. Like a really tiny house here in Florida. It's kind of like a jungle house. It's cute, but it is tiny. And I'm thankful. I have my times, but I'm thankful. Thank you, Lord. But I don't have a bathtub, and I love taking a bath. That's something I've always been that way. It's just nice to relax, and I'm sure many of you all can relate. But I just have a shower, and so sometimes I get kind of like I just want to take a bath and stuff. And so today I said a prayer. I was like, Lord, help me to be content. And, you know, basically, I just had this random idea to get this baby pool out of the shed. It was all dirty. So I pulled out this baby pool and I put it on our patio where the sun shines real bright. And I blew it up, found our air pump. I didn't know where it was. Blew it up, got the water hose, and then it wouldn't reach. So I made this contraption. Like I took the towel and wrapped it around the chair to pull it far enough. And I got it to spray into the pool. Anyways, ended up making myself my own little my own little bath, and I enjoyed it and I had a great time, and I was sitting there the whole time thinking, Lord. And it's funny how God can, you know, help us be content and be humble. But I really was, I was sitting there just like, "Ooh, this is nice, thank you, Lord." So he's good.
Whatever it takes, I guess, whatever it takes. Glory to God. That's awesome. All right. Anyone else? Lord, we just thank you for furnishing her with a bathtub with clawed feet and hot water in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Greg.
All right. Just a quickie. Yesterday, I can say this because I haven't said this for quite some time, I went to work. And in about 45 minutes, I have to go to work. So I'm excusing myself now.
Awesome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Apparently they're going to pay me for it too.
Well, that's always a benefit. That's a good benefit.
And according to the inductions, they're a wonderful organization of very happy people. We'll see.
Okay.
I'm out.
Awesome. Thank you, Lord, for furnishing that for Greg. Let it be an awesome time for him as well, Lord. Let all these people that are there working with him, that he gets along with them, they get along with him, and they love each other. They're all coming to Christ, if they're not, in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, we thank you for granting repentance to everybody in that place. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Go ahead, Gano.
I'd just like to pray for a friend that I visited with this afternoon. She's in an assisted living place, and she was scheduled to have a hip replacement surgery, but they canceled it because they don't consider it necessary right now because they have a lot of COVID patients in the hospital and she can barely get around. And she's she was using her walker and she got tired on her way to whatever meal she was going to, and she sat down on it. And the the nurse in charge was really upset with her, and she just kind of humiliated her over and over for doing what she did. And so now she doesn't go out to eat, and they're giving her a hard time about this. But I just like to lift up Jenny to you. I have prayed for her before. My prayer before was that her hip would be healed and she would not need hip replacement because the Lord would restore what she already has. Well, Father, I lift up Jenny to you, and I thank you, Father, for being with her. I thank you for restoring her hip so that it works good as you created it to in the first place. And I command that pain to go in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for that during this trial that you just draw her to yourself, that you put in her heart to forgive the staff that's been very rude to her. I thank you for working in the hearts of the people who are at this facility, that they would have compassion on those who they're caring for. And I just thank you and praise you for that. And I know Jenny would thank him too. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we hook our faith up with Gay Nolan, and we believe that this lady is healed. We thank you, Lord, for replacing everything in her hip that needs to be replaced. She's going to have a new joint there, and she's going to be able to walk without the walkers. And Lord, I ask that if these women that treat people in this nursing home or whatever it is, that away, that you would replace them, or either save them or replace them. And I ask that in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for sending your angels forth right now to do just exactly that. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father, for helping her, this lady out. In Jesus' name, giving her faith in you, Lord. That's all she needs to do is just have faith in you. And when she has faith in you, this healing has taken place already. We praise you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we're going to look for the good testimony.
Yes, sir.
Jesus' name. All right. Anyone else got a prayer or testimony or praise report? Go ahead, Malcolm.
I put my phone down in the dirt here, and it's pretty dirty, but at least it works. Wait, am I muted?
Oh, no, you're not. Now you are. You just muted yourself.
Okay, I'm good to go here. So, I just wanted to, we've prayed about my teeth before. My bones dropped about a centimeter all the way around, at least, over the years. And I'd like to, I'm still believing that God's going to restore the bone. I don't need to get a bone graft. I don't need to do all that stuff. But I want to learn to walk by faith on this matter. It's a huge miracle, you know. But that's God's God, so it's not a problem for Him. But I want to be walking by faith. I've prayed for other people and watched them get healed instantly, and that's exciting. So I know sometimes it's a little harder for us to have faith for ourselves. I have a tooth because the bone loss is so much. I have a molar that has the bone, the roots are so exposed. It's really difficult to clean under there because they're exposed and they've gotten, they started to decay way down in the root down below the gum line. And the obvious solution for dental work is to get it extracted, but I've never gotten any teeth extracted yet, and I just I don't really want to do that. I'm experiencing a lot of pain, but I've just been telling God I don't want to be divided, but the pain gets pretty intense. But recently the pain's kind of diminished, and I just keep hesitating to call the dentist for an appointment to get it extracted. So if you could help me. Thank God.
The Lord can. I guarantee the Lord can. I said, I guarantee the Lord can help you.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. I watched him do it with other people.
Amen.
I prayed for it. So.
Anyway. I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you. God's going to restore.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, right now, I command his teeth to be restored as new. I command the jawbone to straighten up. I command all the teeth to be replaced. It needs to be replaced. A new enamel on everything. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I thank you, Father, because you said in your word, in Mark 11:24, that when we pray, we believe what we pray is going to come to pass, and we shall have it. And I thank you, Father, that Malcolm has got a brand new set of teeth. Lord, I thank you that all he has to do is just trust you, Lord, that it's happening. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for doing that for Malcolm. In Jesus' name, now I command that pain to leave him right now in Jesus' name. You go. Amen. in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you that it is gone, and that's a sign to Malcolm that his teeth are being restored in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Amen, brother. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen.
I think it's more fun to see other people's, how other people be healed.
I kind of like it when he heals me, too.
Because, you know, we can deal with stuff over the years, but anyway. I remember the story of John Lake was having a problem with his eyesight. And he walked around the block. He just left the healing rooms here and walked around the block. Had a little talk with the Lord, and he came back, and his eyesight was fine. So I remember that story.
Amen. That's a good one.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, everybody. I know we all pray for everybody, so praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, Julie, go ahead.
I just have a little testimony. This morning, when I woke up, as I was just laying there, I just felt like there was just, you know, I'm just trying to get in the presence of the Lord. But I had this just really unpleasant taste in my mouth. And I thinking, it's like, oh, I know I brushed my teeth and I hadn't eaten anything afterwards. I didn't have any, I don't know what it all was. I got up and I was like, I just rebuked the taste in my mouth. And then no sooner did I do that, then I started feeling like I was getting, my throat was getting attacked with some kind of virus pain. It just felt like a virus is trying to come on me. So I rebuked that. And I texted Michael about something or other. And then he texted me back and I texted him, told him what my symptoms were. he did some warfare for me. And it's like, it immediately left, everything left. The taste left, the icky taste in my mouth left, and the throat thing left. And throughout the day today, I have just been in warfare against different things on my body. And I know I cannot be the only one. And I just want to pray for, us all. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the grace and the mercy and your promises. And I thank you, Lord, for all the trials and the testings that we are going through. And I thank you, Lord, that you are teaching us how to fight. You are teaching us how to do warfare and to overcome and to do it together. We're not meant to do it all by ourselves. So I thank you, Lord, for all my brothers and sisters here and how we can pray for each other. And with my brothers and my sisters, we take authority over the witchcraft, the demonic forces of darkness that are coming against us from all over the place. And we cast it all down and we break your power off of us in the name and the blood of Jesus. You cannot touch us. You cannot harass us and you cannot win. Give it up because we're not moving off our land. You've promised these things, Father, and we stand on our promised land, what you've given to us. And we fight with the tools you've given us, Lord. Make us mighty, make us strong to be able to wield the sword. Make us worthy, Lord, in your name and by your grace. And Father, help us to discern every thought that comes into our minds and not accept anything that's not true. And help us, Lord, to be mindful of just who you say that we are, that our mind and our thoughts are heavenly. And that we can continue just to lift each other up and pray and battle in the spirit. And we thank you, Lord, for the victory that Jesus has already accomplished for us. And we are jubilant, rejoicing, and praising our Lord and our King. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. And I give you all glory, Father. I thank you for all the victory that we're all coming into, Lord, and walking in your name up and down this earth over our enemies, with the angel of the Lord driving our enemies away from our promised land, to get them off of our promised land. And we help each other to do these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And Father, I lift up Mariana and Isaac's little ones there who are feeling like they're under being attacked too with sicknesses and diseases. And we command every infirmity out of their bodies in the name of Jesus. They are healed by the stripes of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that those symptoms are gone Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. That's what I was praying for at the time that you started praying, but I was muted. I know. I thank you, Lord, that I've got the mind of Christ in Jesus' name. All right, Missy, go ahead. You got a minute and a half.
I forgot to mention that my dad is going to have a COVID test too. And gosh, there was something else then too. Ah. Anyway, you know what it is, Lord, and I just thank you for covering it. And I thank you, Lord, that my dad's not going to test positive for COVID. Oh, I know what it is. And Lord, I just ask you to put it in his heart. I asked my mom if he was going to want to, if he's said anything about getting this a third booster shot or whatever. And she said, no, he said he didn't want one. So Lord, I just thank you for putting it in him to stand on that and not want to get another one, Lord. And that he put his faith and trust in you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
That stupid test isn't going to do anything to him either. So thank you, Lord, for just giving him a Passover, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and your grace in their ignorance, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that they're not going to be ignorant for long. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for getting stupid off of all of our kinfolk regarding this vaccination. In Jesus' name. All right. Anyone else? How many of you like the needle? How many of you like to get a shot? I don't see no hand raising. I fought these nurses when I was a kid. Mama wanted to take me up there and get me a shot. I said, I don't want a shot. Mama, it hurts. Yeah. And it was a fight for Mama to get me to get a shot. I wasn't going to get no, I ain't going to be no big boy. I'm going to run. Oh, yeah, I was. Well, you got to be a big boy and take it, suck it up. I said, I ain't sucking nothing up. I'm going to get that needle out of my arm. It hurt. But anyway, praise the Lord. It was a fight. Go ahead, Missy.
Well, speaking of which, that video that you sent out today, I don't know if you watched all of it. It was just a guy talking about all the stuff that's going on in Australia. It's horrific there.
Yep.
Oh, dear Lord, we need to pray for them.
Okay.
Pray Go for ahead. Greg and Tasmania. And Lord, this is just absolutely ridiculous, Lord. Lord, I ask you for your mercy and your grace, especially upon your elect, Lord. Lord, I just ask you, Lord, that this whole COVID thing, that you expose it for what it is here very soon, Lord. It's horrible what they're doing to people. It's Germany, what they did with the Jews all over again. All across the world, but I mean, I know more about what's going on in Australia than I do any of the other countries. And Lord, it's just horrible. And Lord, I know there's a lot of people speaking up, and they're not calling for violence. They're just speaking up and not going along with what they're told to do. They're saying you need to speak up and not follow their demands. And but Lord, you know, I don't know what I think about that as a Christian. I mean, what they're telling them to do, Lord, is against their own laws, you know, and what they're telling people here in the United States is against our own laws too, Lord. So it's like, Lord, help each and every one of us. We get caught between a rock and a hard place, just really seek you and know how we're supposed to handle this. And if we're supposed to say, no to what they're mandating us to do. I mean, definitely the vaccine there, but just the lockdowns and everything. It's just, Lord, the world is being put in captivity to Babylon. It's definitely in captivity to Babylon. But Lord, today in the morning meeting, you said you were gonna use this, Lord, and that Babylon is gonna get recompense, Lord. And so we just thank you and we praise you for that, Lord. And just keep your people standing strong in their faith and seeking you to know how to deal with this themselves, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for just sending forth your angels and for protection on all your elect, Lord. And just ask you to put peace and rest in their hearts and faith and trust in you, Lord. And just thank you, Lord, for using it to drive them to you, Lord, and to repent of their sins and know, Lord, that you are their only Savior. There is no other. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for knocking this Son of Sin off all over the world. But what I can tell you is this, is that the Lord has told us that he's going to use this to separate God's people from the apostate religion. So therefore, we just pray for God's elect. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Okay. All right, anyone else? Hey, who is Galaxy A20? Galaxy A20 is what it says up there. There's no name on it, just Galaxy A20. Who is that?
Lakeisha.
Put your name on there, girl. What's the matter with you? I'm just thinking that's somebody else. I said, I'm going to get that one.
Then it wouldn't log in when I tried to put my name on it.
So I said, that's okay. That's all right. Now we know. By the way, Lakeisha is one of the locals here. She's a great singer, too. She's got a good YouTube video place there that she sings a lot of good songs. Huh?
So you put me on the spot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
I'm grateful for the gift, though.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, she's a good musician. She plays the piano, plays the guitar. She sings really well. And we're trying to get her to pick up the banjo, but she ain't done that yet.
Hey, what's your site, Lakeisha?
My site?
Yeah, you're like a YouTube channel.
Put your site up on the chat, Lakeisha, so people could come visit your site.
I'm on if the phone,
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I am too, so I wouldn't get it either. Oh, well.
Maybe I'll can give write it down. Yeah.
I'll give
it to you. I can put it in the chat for you, Lakeisha.
Okay. Oh, thanks.
I'll do that.
Okay.
I'll do that
That'd
for
be
you.
Good, Gina. Okay. All right.
Hey, somebody email it to me because I'm on the phone too. Oh, well.
I can do that for you, Malcolm.
Oh, thank you, or signal or whatever. Thank y'all. I'm out here shoveling mud.
That's a good job. Keep at it. All right. Let's see. Has anyone else got a prayer request or a testimony? Yeah, she can play the stereo. She sings in stereo. All right, anyone else? Okay, that's good. We're going to continue on talking about faith tonight. Is that right? I believe that's what we decided, wasn't it? Check your head, yes or no. Okay. Oh, no. Yes. Carol says yes, so we'll go with Carol. All right, faith. I forget what we're even talking about. Yeah, I take it on faith. Who wants to start off? Are we going to pray for Matt? Yeah, we can. Lord, I lift up Matt to you. I thank you, Lord, that he's already here. We prayed over a cloth, and I took it up there to him, and I believe he's here. And Lord, I thank you that the doctors are not going to do anything other than what you allow them to, Lord, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that tomorrow morning he'll be ready to go to the house in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for complete healing in Matt's back in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. All right. Missy, let me text you. Where'd she go? Oh, there you are over there. I didn't want to let out any information. Okay, here we go. Lord, I thank you for the faith of this crew here. And the faith is not faith in ourselves, but faith in you, Lord, to carry out your promises. Trust in you. That's what faith is. That's the faith that you want us to have. And that's what we all strive for, because we know that we're limited in our faith. I remember when you told Peter that you were going to pray for him, that his faith faileth not. He had faith in himself. Well, he messed up. Three times he messed up. And when he should have had faith in you, because your faith is unlimited. When we have faith in you, Lord, our faith is unlimited in you. We can stop where we know where our faith stopped, but then we can begin trusting you for it all. Does that make sense to everybody? It's not our faith that we have faith in. It's in faith in the Lord. When you have faith in the Lord, he has unlimited faith. And then when we have faith in the Lord, we can believe for anything. We can believe for anything, because who is inside of us? Christ. Christ is inside of us. And the more that Michael dies, okay, the more faith that I'll have, because the more Jesus is in me. The more Jesus that you have in you, the more spirit, the more you feed your spirit, the more faith you're going to have, because then the old flesh man is dying and the spirit man is coming alive. Therefore, your faith is rising up because you believe in Christ and him to fulfill the promises that he told us about. And so that's where we have our faith, is trusting him to do what he said he was going to do. Now, I'm going to start it out with that. Anybody else want to tell me what faith is? When we say, well, the thought left me. Let's come back here directly. Anybody else on faith? Yes, Julie.
Just briefly, faith is calling the things that are not as though they were. And you keep saying that, you keep confessing that until it manifests. And it's just believing what God says above everything else that you're seeing, feeling, going through. And that's just briefly, that's to me what it is.
It's a faith. What God wants in us is to trust him no matter what, no matter what the circumstances are, and to keep trusting him, and to keep trusting him, and to keep trusting him, and to keep trusting him. Because it's not how much faith you have, it's the type of faith that you have. Does that make sense? The type of faith that God wants out of us is trust. That's all he wants. And he wants enduring trust. I'm just, Lord, remember the three Hebrew boys that went to the furnace? You know why they went to the furnace? Because he wouldn't bow down to the king and his idol. And they said, I told that king, he said, King, it don't make no never mind what you do to us. We're still going to believe our God. We're not bound down to you or anything that you represent, because we only bow to one God, and that's the God of Jacob, Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. That's the only one that we're going to bow down to. And I ain't bound to you, King. And what happened? The Lord said, y'all see that? You see them boys talking about me like that? Turn that fire off of them. Put a surrounding seal around them. But when they walk in that thing, they're going to make some people's eyes look out. Because I'm going to protect them when they go in there. I'll show them what kind of God they serve. He'll do the same thing for us. He'll do the same thing for us when we say, sickness, I ain't bound down to you, nor none of your kinfolk. I'm going to bow to nothing but my God. My God said, I'm healed. If you even kill me, it don't make no never mind, I'm going to still believe my God. But guess what? God will see your faith. That's faith right there. That's faith. And then God will see it, and he said, bam, he's healed. Because he has faith to believe in me. That's the kind of faith he's looking for. He's looking for trust. Trust in the Lord. Go ahead, Julie. I saw you had your hand up.
That's okay. I was just thinking, I don't remember what scripture that is when Job, I don't know if Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you, or yet will I praise you. Yep. Either way. You know, it's like, you know, he gives and he takes away, and, you know, we trust him, and we go through hard things, yet will we trust him? We believe what he says, despite, you know, when you think about, like, Abraham waited all those years for the promised seed, finally got the promised seed, Isaac, in whom all of the nations, you know, will come from the fruit of your womb, right? Your seed. And then God asked him to sacrifice the promise, you know, put your son on the altar and give him a sacrifice for me. Sacrifice what I told you I gave you, you know, and he did it. You know, that's that. Who can do that except that you know and trust your God no matter what, whatever he asks you to do. Thank you, Greg. Yes. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him, but I will maintain my own ways before him. Amen. And so it's that relationship that you have with God, that you know who he is, you know what his word is. It means something to you. You know that God's not going to lie to you. He's not going to go back on his word. He said it. He's going to do it. It may not happen in my timing, and things may not go the way I thought they would go. Okay, but you promised, God, I'm not letting go of what you said. You don't owe it to me, but you made it a promise and an oath. That's your responsibility. My part is just to believe you. And there's a great war that goes on with that, you know, in your mind. And that's just, you know, overcoming with faith. And faith, Jesus says, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. In the world, you'll have tribulation, trials, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And faith comes of hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's just being in the word, our relationship with the Father, our relationship with the Son. And he's the one that establishes that faith in your heart to be able to go on, you know, keep striving, keep going on, keep going forward. So it's a walk. It's just learn to trust God no matter what. That's what, you know, faith. I'm sure because God said so. That's it for now.
Amen. That's it. The way to get more faith is trusting God, and trusting God, which is the same thing. It's by feeding your spirit man and dying to the flesh. Because the less of Michael that's in me, the more of Jesus I've got in me, the more I trust the Lord, because he's becoming a part of me. And when he matures to that hundredfold deal, guess what? I go out there and do the things that Jesus did. You'll go out there, do the things completely as Jesus did in a second. The more of God that you put in you, and the less, I'm going to just relate something to you. The more I look at news, the less faith I have. The more I get in the spirit and pray, read the word, seek him, pray in the spirit, the more spiritual I become. And that's what God wants, the more Christ-like we become. And when you become, the more Christ-like you become, the more trust that you have in the word. But when the word says it, by his stripes you were healed, and you declare that, not that I'm healed, but the word says, by his stripes I already am healed. I'm looking back at the cross, because that's when it was taken care of. That's the kind of faith that God looks for. I'm already healed, bless God. I ain't got to worry about it anymore, because I know it's done. And it doesn't make any difference what in the natural is going on. Like Malcolm was talking about his teeth. Some of us have teeth problems, if not all of us. But I'm believing God for mine. And I believe I'm going to wake up and have a full set. I don't know, what is it, 32 of them? 36, something like that. 48, I guess. I don't know. Whatever it is. But I'm going to have them. I'm going to have everything that I've asked God for. Not I'm going to, it's already done. I'm sorry. It's already done. I already have it. By the stripes of Jesus is why I have them. He went to the cross to give it to me. Yeah, Geneva.
So I was actually wondering, because I was thinking about this the other day. I've always enjoyed going to the dentist, and that sounds really weird, but I don't know. I've always liked having my teeth cleaned and stuff like that. And obviously, yeah, like I've had problems with my teeth before. So, you know, I mean, I don't go to the doctor because I believe and trust the Lord for his healing. So is it a measure of my faith to not need to go to the dentist? Or is it, I don't know. Like, I guess my question is it wrong to go to the dentist? Or like, because I see what Malcolm's believing for. And, you know, I like a few days ago, I ate some candy and back here started to hurt. And I said a prayer and I was like, Lord, take away the pain. And he did. You know, because my immediate thought was, man, I need to go to the dentist and see about this cavity, because it seems like a cavity. But it's just like, I don't know. I do have that question. I just want to know what you all thought.
Well, I can tell you, you can believe God for any and everything, and trust him for it. Missy's about to die over here. Go ahead, Missy.
Well, it's to me, it's no different than really going to the doctor. I understand you wanting to get your teeth cleaned, and that's crossed my mind too. But the thing with it is when you're in there, you know, they're going to try and speak the curse on you. So you're best off just not going and asking the Lord to help you keep your teeth clean all on your own, because that's the only thing, you know, that's my thought. They're going to try and speak the curse on you, and, you know, so I wouldn't even go there.
I have to tell you what I've, you know, when I get my teeth cleaned, last time I was there, I was really nice hygienist, you know, and I said, you know, all this bone's going to be back up to where it's supposed to be, because she was saying, speaking the curse, you know, it's all over. And, you know, eventually, you know, where this is going to go. And I said, actually, all the bone's going to be back and everything's going to be fine. She goes, she tried to be polite, but you could tell she was trying very hard to be polite. So I just left it there.
Okay, Malcolm. All right, go ahead, Angelica.
I have a small testimony about that very same thing. Geneva had the same mindset about, you know, the teeth cleaning and everything. You know, when I was working for Driscoll Children's Hospital, I, you know, had insurance or whatever, and I never used medical insurance, and but I always got my yearly, you know, teeth cleaned or whatever. And my son, you know, I took him to the orthodontist and he had braces, and that was another testimony itself, because I knew about a year in advance before I was going to move here to Tennessee. And I said, and he had just got his braces on. And I said, Lord, I don't want to have to pay for another orthodontist in Tennessee to start what's already been started here. So I just thank you for straightening his teeth out before, like, we leave. So literally like a day or two before we left, his braces went off and his teeth were perfectly straight. And so anyway, we come over here, and I don't know what he did or what happened, but he broke a piece of his tooth off. And you know, it was causing him a lot of pain. Like, he would breathe in the, you know, just the air would hit his tooth and it would be cold and painful to the root of his tooth. And so I'm, you know, shopping around for dentists, and I'm thinking, you know, maybe one of the bigger cities, because, you know, there's a lot of rednecks around here. I'm not sure. Like, you know.
Watch it.
That's just my mindset, you know, coming from the city. I'm like, I don't know. Like, you know, I was just very, very scared about the whole, like, you know, I don't know. Anyway, just a different way of life. And so, excuse me if I offended anyone. But so anyway, I take him to the dentist and I go in there, and I don't know if this is like, my brother told me that's possibly what the Lord did. And I said, maybe it's what the Lord did. Like, I went in there and I saw the dentist and I, you know, like, and the assistant and everything. And I work for doctors, I, you know, all that stuff. So I know like their mannerisms and all that stuff. And they seemed to me in my mind, like they didn't know anything that they were doing. I was looking and I was like, oh my God, these people don't know what they're doing. Like, what is going on here? What the brother was suggesting was that the Lord at sometimes can show you how people are in his eyes, like how he views them. You know what I mean? Like, how, you know, like in my mind, I was thinking, these people are not qualified. They don't seem like they know what they're doing. But it was like, I think it was possible that the Lord gave me his eyes, how he sees it. You know what I mean? And so anyway, the guy told me that, and he put my son's tooth on a big old TV, and I saw my son's tooth missing, about a quarter of his tooth was gone, and I was like, oh my God. And he was like, he's gonna have to have a root canal, and da 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 da, and he's only 13. And I was like, oh my God, Lord, I don't want to have my son have a root canal. Like, but anyway, so long story short, I mean, I was like, Lord, please forgive me. I don't know why. I don't have faith for the doctors, but for some reason I have faith as a dentist, and I guess it's no difference to you. Not that I don't think the Lord has anything against us getting our teeth clean, but I just repented of that. And I said, Lord, just give me the faith to believe for my son's tooth to, you know, to be fully restored. Cause I've never really seen anything like in my eyes manifested, you know, in that way. Just always something you can't see, a healing in that way. And, so shortly thereafter, I was talking to Isaiah. He's like, okay, go get me a candy. And I was like, no, you can't have candy because you remember your tooth. He's like, my tooth is healed. I was like, it is? Oh my God. I was like, let me see. He's like, ah. So the Lord completely restored his tooth. And I just, but it was just like, I think it's just another measure of faith, like that the Lord wanted me to let go of just trusting in man, and to whatever degree I did, you know what I mean? So just, you know, I hope that helps to some degree for your question.
Amen. Help me.
Yeah, no, that helps a lot. I feel a lot better about that now. Thank you.
That's a good point, Julie. He created our bodies. He can do that. He can fix them teeth. If he can heal cancer, terminal cancer, he can fix my teeth, and I believe it. And y'all's teeth, too. All right. Anybody else on faith? Yes, it is. Thank you, Lord. I want to read you something right out of John G. Lake. I hope you don't mind. But I thought it was very telling as to what our relationship is with the Lord. Now, this is out of his book, out of the book that Kenneth Copeland compiled. He said, Lake said, man being composed of God of heaven, of a heavenly materiality, and his body of the earth being a sovereign like God, being on an equality with God in sinlessness, God treating him on an equality and giving him dominion over the earth, was a reigning sovereign on the earth. Talking about man now, talking about Adam. Everything, all conditions, spiritual and physical, were subject to that God-man. The way of sin was this, that man chose to follow the inclination of his earth being, animal consciousness, or body, instead of his God man, God being, or spirit. The result was that because of the suggestion of Satan, there developed calls of the earth for the earthly. After a while, he partook of things earthly and became earthly himself. Therefore, the fall of man was his fall unto himself. In other words, his flesh fell into his flesh. He fell into his own earthly self out of his heavenly estate, and the separation was absolute and complete. God had said, in the day that thou eatest thereof, talking about sins, thou shalt die, Genesis 2 and 17. That is, in the day thou sinnest, partaking of that which is earthy, the conditions of the earth being that of decay, the death process begins. So death reigns from the time sin came in. Does everybody get that? When Adam was on earth, he was the man child. He was Jesus. He was God breathed. Until he followed his earthly being, his earthly side, his flesh, in other words, and decided to be like God in Satan's mind. When Satan deceived him, or her and him. Yeah. Well, it was that woman. No, it was the man too. He knew better. He decided to go with the flesh rather than the spirit. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to get rid of the fleshly man. We're just on the opposite end now. Get rid of the fleshly end and start feeding the spiritual end of it, man, a part of us. And once we do that, guess what? We're going to be in the bride and the man-child ministry that we're going to see things that Jesus didn't do. That's what the word says. But the only way to do that is to kill the flesh. And to kill the flesh is to keep your eyes on Jesus. Be like Jesus. Walking like Jesus. Learn how Jesus was. If you learn, just learn how Jesus was and walked on this earth, you'll understand the spiritual aspect that he's trying to teach us. And that will grow your spiritual man to the point that you'll have faith unbelievable. I know a story about, I may have related this last week, I don't remember, but I'm gonna relate it again. Lake was talking about this guy in South Africa. He said this was one of the natives there, that before he came to Christ, he was wearing a goatskin thing around his waist, and that was it. But after he came to Christ, he started wearing clothes, you know, of course. But he said, this guy would pray for lepers, people that had leprosy, that had a finger missing, or maybe all the fingers missing, or maybe the whole hand missing, or the foot missing, or the whole skin was just coming off of him, or a nose missing, or an ear missing, or whatever. But he said he would pray for them, and they would be healed. The fingers would grow back. The nose would grow back. The ears would, whatever it was. And he said, I always wanted to go over there and have him lay hands on me to give me the faith that he had. Now get that. This man, Lake, shut down hospitals with his healing technicians. But he's talking about this native over in Africa, South Africa, that had more faith than he did. He had faith to believe everything. Listen, that's where God wants us to just believe that when we pray for somebody, it's going to happen. Glory to God. And that's, I'm telling you, that's, and the way to do that, way to get that, of course, is to feed your spirit man. Okay. Okay, brother. God bless you. Have a great evening. Or die, or whatever it is over there. Yeah, amen. You have a blessed day, Greg. Lord, bless him with protection there and back, and while he's there, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Run somebody across him that wants to know about the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Somebody else talk about faith now. Yeah, go ahead, Benita.
Hi, everyone. I'm at the hospital. Frank had his surgery a couple hours ago. He's doing pretty well. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, but you're a little low, but go ahead.
Okay, I'll try this. Maybe this is better. So yeah, he came out of surgery. He had lower back pain, so he had surgery on his joints, his SI joint, and still walking in faith that he's going to be healed from everything, and the Lord just got great, great plans for him, and then standing in faith on that. There's also another little testimony. I had a lot of pain in my knee, and on Saturday, you guys prayed for me, and Sunday I mowed my whole lawn by hand, push mower, which is quite a bit, and it was still aching and swollen, but today it's just like it's gone completely, and I've been healed from that, so praise the Lord, I didn't have to take any medications or go see a doctor or anything. They were trying to urge me to do that, and I didn't have to do that, so praise the Lord for that, and praise the Lord for your testimonies about teeth, because I've got a little tooth that's broken, and of course it's embarrassing to the flesh, but I am going to stand in faith that that will be healed, and that I don't need to get it taken care of or go get cosmetic work done on it or anything. I'm just going to believe in the testimonies that you've shared today. Thank you for that. I really needed that. And the last thing, I've been reading Sovereign God, for the last couple of weeks, and I think it was chapter 6 where it talks about deception and things, and well, that was a hard chapter. I'd heard all these stories before, but just how the Lord can send a deceiving spirit in somebody you know and you trust, and just the whole idea of listening the first time and not changing your mind or not thinking that the Lord changed his mind, listening to what he said the first time and standing by that and not being deceived by people that you trust even, or blind spirits. And I just, it really scared me, because I feel like I would fail if it came to that, but the Lord's really brought me a long ways from my Baptist background into where I am now, and seeing the truth in the Bible. And I am just going to completely trust in him to guide me and show me when those deceptions come in front of me and not fall for that trick of the devil. And I guess I just never even realized that those things, I don't know, like that testimony when David shared that he, I can't remember if that, it was like he wasn't going to die, but then he got a testimony when he opened the Bible, and by faith it said that he was going to die from his cancer, and he said, that's not what you told me, and he stood in faith in that. And but I just pray that if I'm tested in that way, that I would stand in faith, and that I would be able to do the right thing. And I'm just going to believe that I will, because I'm one of his children, and he has great plans for all of us. In Jesus' name, thank you. That's it. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for filling her up. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, for healing her knee, too. I think it was a knee.
Yep, it was.
In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Anyone else? I remember when, go ahead, Marilyn, I'll tell my story after you get through.
Oh, okay. I've really been, just praying and pondering a lot about faith lately. And, I can be corrected, but what I've been confessing is that Jesus is my faith. I've heard David say this, in a couple of different Bible studies, not so much to have faith in God, but the faith of God. And, I confess that, Jesus, you're my life, spirit, soul, and body. And your life is my life. Your blood is my blood. And if I abide in Christ, then the life of the vine flows through this little branch to bear forth the fruit. And part of the fruit is faith. I think it's, the more that I die, the more Christ is alive in me, and the more of the perfection of his love, his faith, his obedience. And, I love faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the word of God is nigh unto me, even in my mouth and in my heart. and so that I can obey it. And it's just realizing more and more that it's not me. In my own self, I can do nothing, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, he's the life in me that strengthens me to walk in faith. And he's the author and the finisher and the perfecter of my faith. And just claiming more and more that his life is my life. And anyway, that.
Okay. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I can tell you a little bit about David's last trial he went through. It's when he fell off that ladder, shattered his shoulder, just pieces of bone. You could feel it in his shoulder. It was that bad. And he had three ribs broken. And some internal organs that had been damaged as well. An angel told him that he had some damage in some internal organs as well. In tremendous pain, And his faith and adrenaline. And today it happened, that was a Sunday. And he did a 2-hour broadcast that day that he got hurt. You could tell he was a little bit weak by the way he was talking, but he made it through that. And it was a trial. It was a trial, but he kept the faith, and we helped one another. He'd tell me what was wrong. We go praying about it. Pain would leave. And, of course, the people that were locally, they were praying for us too. And I know the outreach was praying as well. And what should have taken months took just a few weeks, a couple of weeks, about 3-4 weeks. I forget how long it was. But he was healed. I remember when I had to pull him out of bed and help him to get up and stand up to do just little menial things, you know. And we had to bathe him, shower him. And until he could, I remember the morning that he could get out of bed by himself. I heard him hollering. He said, "I did it. Praise God, I got out of bed by myself." And that was a big one. That was a big one. I was getting tired of pulling him out of bed every morning. But it was a trial for both of us. And I learned a lot by watching him. He never complained. He would just tell me, I said, "What's wrong? What do we need to pray for?" And he'd tell me, we pray for him. And it was an awesome experience for me and him. First thing that happens when you get into a situation like that is condemnation. You want to know what you did wrong. And we went through that, and Lord told him, says, "There's nothing wrong. It's just a trial of your faith." And so we kept, you know, we just got that and ran with it. And anyway, it turned out to be a whole lot shorter than it could have been if he'd gone to the doctor. And to be honest with you, when I felt that shoulder, I said, "Oh my, this is bad. This is bad." And when he felt it, he said, "Oh, that's bad. That's bad. That's not good." But God, you know, when you have, you just keep on believing. It doesn't make any difference what your eyes and your hands and your ears tell you. You just believe what the Word of God says, and you keep on believing that, and you'll make it through. That was not, let me repeat, that was not an instantaneous healing. That was weeks and weeks and weeks of healing And when he got through, it was all, it was, there was no deformity, there was nothing. I mean, he was completely healed. Completely healed. No more problems with the, he had pain all the time there for the first few days in his side. And he, of course, in his shoulder, but we just kept believing and kept praying it out of there. So anyway, that's pretty much it on that one. That's just a short version of what happened with David. So I said that to let you know that you just have to persevere. That's what God wants you to do. He wants you to endure in your faith to see it happen. When you endure in your faith to see it happen, it's going to happen. Glory to God, it's going to happen in a mighty way. And you'll have a testimony to tell everybody. Okay, let me get Anna up here. She wants to pray about something. Go ahead, Anna. You ready?
Thanks, Michael. Did you tell anyone anything, or should I give a really short backstory?
We just generally went over it. We didn't, you just go ahead. I didn't tell them anything, okay. Any particulars.
Okay, well, we just need to pray for Matthew. They want to do another scan on him. I'm not sure what kind of scan. He's got an upper, like a top rib broken underneath his collarbone. And they are thinking there could be vascular damage, but we don't believe that. Mm-mm. So I want to pray that that scan actually finds way less damage than they found the first scan. One, and for two, they want to try and get him up and walking tonight or tomorrow. So I want to pray about that. And then also he's in an incredible amount of pain. So I just want everyone to agree with me, please, on those things. So, Lord, I just lift up Matthew to you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for increasing his faith, Lord. Help him to keep his mind stayed on you, Lord, in everything. Help him to fill his awake time with positive things in the word and testimonies and things that will build his faith, and to pray in the spirit. And I just rebuke in the name of Jesus this spirit of excessive, debilitating, crippling pain.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Lord. All right, David, go ahead, or Lena.
I got a short testimony. Well, I mean, it took a long time to get to this point, but God finally revealed something to me. I've been listening to Sovereign God, and for I don't even know how long, it's been years. Now that I only realized that it was God turning me over to a tormentor. But back then, I didn't realize anything. And I kept getting turned over to a tormentor over and over, and I just couldn't understand it. So I was praying against it. I was like, God, just make it stop. And then today I was listening to Sovereign God, and I mean, something amazing happened at work. I was able to do a job that takes normally like 5 hours. I did it in 1 hour, and then I was praising God about it. I was like, God, that was awesome. And and then my old man stepped in and was like, man, you did an amazing job. And that instant I got turned over straight to a tormentor. And I was like, and right away it was confusing. On the way home, I'm driving, I was like, and still, instead of praying against it, I was like, God, what is it? Well, what is it that keeps getting me turned over like this? And I read from 2 Corinthians. Well, I opened my phone and started reading in 2 Corinthians 12, when Paul was talking about the thorn in his flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, that I should not be exalted over much. Concerning this, I besought the Lord thrice that it may depart from me. He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my power is made perfect in weakness. My gladness, therefore, will I rather glory in my weakness, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And I was like, I get it. It's the word self. It's I. But every time I start, like, it hit me that every time I started giving credit towards myself even a little, I was back at the same spot. I was like, and God would keep turning me over, over and over. And how I finally realized this, and I was like, when God opened that to me, I was like, thank you, Lord. I was like, I didn't know what to do to get rid of it. But now God opened to me why this stuff keeps happening. And it's just awesome. And praise God for it. And I pray that God gives me the faith to never bring up my old man again. And anytime my old man tries to step in, just kick him out. Praise God for that.
Amen. Good testimony, David. Thank you so much. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right. Anybody else? Yes, Chief. Oh, no, you got it. You just praising the Lord. Okay. Awesome. Yes, Carol, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Carol.
I have two things. One, I wanted to say that I was really resonating, well, to all of the just discussions on faith, but I think something with what Marilyn was saying spoke to me, and it really is the one about having my focus on Jesus, and I kept hearing author and perfecter of our faith, right? And I think I want prayer for that, because tomorrow is my first full day back to work. I still do have abdominal pain on and off. And I got called to go in for a scan, but oh my gosh, a scan means they're going to inject me with iodine in order to have the color so they can see the organs. So I'm still debating, do I do this, God? Or not? Do I do this or not? And I can get stuck there. So it means it's not clear yet. So I figured, okay, I'm releasing this to my brothers and sisters. They will pray. And tomorrow morning, I will wake up and I will know. So that's where I'm at. Amen. And I want to thank you guys last week, and Dave specifically. I copied the words you had put in that chat, and I have been taking authority over the anxiety that keeps coming back, right? So thank you. Hallelujah. I am an overcomer, and I'm going to overcome this. And I know, because like Julie said, we're not alone in this. We're helping each other. We have the Lord and we have each other. So there, that's my request. And amen. My 2 cents.
All right. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Carol to you, and I just ask, Lord, that you give her that knowing that she wants about what to do. And Lord, all she needs to do is to find out what's going to give you the glory. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that when she wakes up, she'll have peace in her heart about whatever it is you tell her. In Jesus' name, amen. And I command that fear and anxiety and anxiousness to go, and stress to go from her in the name of Jesus. And fear, you must go in Jesus' name. You can't stay, you have to go in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for peace in Carol's heart right now in the name of Jesus. You go from her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Carol. And we're looking for the good report. Amen. Did you want to pray?
I would, but I kind of wanted to share a testimony. But Debbie, if you want to go ahead and pray for her first, go ahead.
I would like to pray for Carol.
Okay, go ahead, Debbie.
Oh, thank you. Lord, I just pray, Lord, when she wakes up in the morning, that
She'll wake up with faith in her heart, faith rising in her heart, God, and there will be no fear because it's replaced by faith, Lord, and that the faith in your word and that the promises will just come to her mind and fill her with faith, Lord, and the fear's got to go because of the faith being there, Lord, and that's what she's asking for, God. She wants to know what to do, and to know what to do is faith in you and your word, Lord, and she'll know what to do, Lord. We just thank you for that, God, for replacing all that fear and then bringing faith into her in the morning, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, thank you for doing that in Jesus' name. All right, I believe Anna had hers up first. Julie, I'll get her. Go ahead, Anna.
If Julie wanted to pray for Carol, that's fine, because I wanted to pray for a separate thing here, another lady, so she can go first.
Y'all fight it out.
Okay, thanks, go ahead, Anna. Julie. All right, thank you. bless you, Michael. boom, boom, fighting it out. I just have a quick testimony. I was having issues with not being able to go to the bathroom. This was a few years ago, and the Lord gave me a short little dream. And the dream was that I saw under my kitchen sink, there was this man under my kitchen sink, crouched underneath the sink. And he said, "You've got a root wrapped around your garbage disposal." That was the dream. And I'm like, what in the world is that about? And I was talking to a sister about it and told her the dream. And I just believe the Lord was telling me, you know, you've got a root wrapped around, you know, spiritual root of, you know, something that's causing this problem where you can't go to the bathroom. And the Lord just revealed to me through a book I had been reading and searching about things about digestive issues and stuff, and the root cause has generally been because you've been in fear, worry, anxiety, stress. Those disorders have effect on your whole digestive system. Like people who are nervous or anxious or troubled, you hear about people having ulcers and all kinds of problems, you know, their stomach and all kinds of things like that. So I understood what the Lord was saying. So sister and I prayed about that, and I confessed, you know, that I was worried and anxious about stuff. We commanded that to go, and we rebuked the problem I was having. Next day, everything was working just fine. So, so I just like to pray for Carol. Lord, I just lift her up to you, and just pray your blessing on her, Lord, that she can give every burden to you, every care to you, whatever it is that the enemy is trying to dominate, intimidate, cause her to be in any kind of stress over her life, over her body, over her work situation, over whatever it is. If she can just seek your face, Lord, and to get to the root problem of what it is for her, Lord, and you are able to clean up the problem. She doesn't need to have any of these medical help whatsoever, because you know how to fix our problems. You know how to, you know plumbing, Lord, and you know how to fix it all. And we just give you highest praises and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for doing that for Carol, Lord. All right. Go ahead, Anna.
I want to pray for a woman I met today. I told her we'd pray for her, that I would pray for her, and we could all agree. Her husband is in the hospital with COVID, and he's got it really bad. And her husband are Christians, and they agreed before he went in there. They don't believe in the vaccination because they believe they can have faith in God for that. And they've been shunned by some friends because of that. And so they agreed that they would not put him on a ventilator because they didn't, you know, believe that if it was his time to go, God would take him. And if not, he'd be fine. But she got fearful and she put him on a ventilator. And now she regrets it because she thinks he's just slowly dying and he's suffering. So I just prayed for this woman, and she was so blessed. She was crying. She's like, "You're an angel that God sent to me today." And it was just really neat to get to pray with her. And I just had no fear. To just ask her, because she didn't say anything about the Lord. I just said, "Hey, are you a Christian? Can I pray?" So Lord, I said that I would pray for her husband, Alan. Lord, I did there, and I just lift him up again, Lord. You see the condition of her and Alan's heart, Lord. And Lord, I know that maybe they're not quite right on some doctrinal things, Lord, but I think that they love you. And Lord, I'm asking for mercy in this situation, that first and foremost, that you would put it in the nurses' hearts to say he does not need this ventilator. We are going to see if he can breathe by himself, and then he's going to get better just from there on out. In the name of Jesus, we just come against all witchcraft working against them, interest in money over the patients working against them, fear, regret. In Jesus' name, Lord, she knows that that was not an act of faith, and she regrets it. Lord, that to me, that's repentance. And Lord, I ask that she would pour out your mercy upon this couple and bless them, Lord, and that they would have a testimony to share with others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Alan, did you say his name was? Thank you, Lord, that he's healed in Jesus' name. And you get up, Alan, out of that bed of affliction in Jesus' name. Amen. Just tell, they got the ventilator on him now? Okay, Lord, we just
thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for having him take it out of him, because he's healed in Jesus' name. I command that ventilator to come out of him. That's where a lot of people get killed, is with that ventilator, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for that she's already broke pharmakia. In Jesus' name, we command witchcraft out of there. In Jesus' name, and we praise you, Father, for speedy recovery for Alan. In Jesus' name, amen. And you're going to get the glory, Lord, because I know Anna's going to see to it. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, Lord. All right, Geneva.
I just wanted to say with kind of what Julie said, that's something else I've also been dealing with. And I know that, you know, for probably the other pregnant ladies on here too, that's something they say kind of comes along with being pregnant, you know, nausea, not being constipated, you know, not being able to sleep too well, food, all this stuff, like aversions and stuff. But I rebuke that in Jesus' name, because I've said it again and I'm going to continue to stand by it, that we are not bound by that. We're not bound by the curse of Eve, and that God has healed us. And that's why when we give labor, that there's not going to be any pain in Jesus' name. Nope. That's all going to be all joy. And anyways, all that nausea and constipation, it has to be gone in Jesus' name. And I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for your promises, and that they're true, and that you continually show us every day that your word remains faithful, Father. And Lord, I just thank you that we are so far from the curse, God, and you're going to keep us far from it, Lord. And Jesus, it's all for your glory and all for your praise. And thank you for blessing all these babies and just keeping them safe and keeping these wombs, Father, warm and with light, your light, Father. And that, God, all the nutrients, no matter what it is that we eat, Jesus, that, God, it is blessed by you, Father. And I just thank you, Lord. And I thank you that we're going to be able to use the bathroom. It's going to be just fine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for everybody that needs it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Not just pregnant ladies, but everybody. Good call, Michael.
Yep. We are all here. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Anyone else? Thank you, Lord, for your faith. Yeah, Pat.
Michael, I've got to ask for prayer. Something that I've noticed here just in the last 6, 8, 10 months or something like that, is that I'm starting, uh, I'm starting to lose hair up on my, obviously on my scalp. I've never had that problem before. Not that it is an issue or a big issue or whatever, because the first thing that that the devil's been hammering me on is, well, you're just vain, or, you know, it's a vanity issue or something like that. But, and of course, I'm quite open that if that is the case, that the Lord would show me if that's the case. However, at this point, I don't think it is. I think it, because it's like I have, there's I have pain on the top of my head and that sort of thing. And I've never had that before. And
did you say pain?
Yes.
Okay.
It's sensitive or sore or something on top of my scalp. And again, I've never had that problem before. And it's just, it's like it's come up on me here in the last, you know, 6 or 8 months or whatever. So I just wanted to bring it up as a point of prayer. I don't know if it's a thing with, you know, maybe my back or, you know, I don't know what it is again, but I just throw it out there as a point. And I'm asking for prayer for that. For God to reverse that, to show me how to stand, where to stand, or whatever. I don't want to be standing in some sort of condemnation or whatever it would be. But I just need prayer for that. So
okay.
I know what the Lord would.
I've got just one question is all. And that sure. question is, do you think, have you asked the Lord if he's just tired of numbering your hair or anything?
Say that again.
I just wanted to know if you'd ask the Lord if he's tired of numbering your hair, counting your hair.
He wants to count.
Count less number. We'll pray for it.
Well, I haven't asked him that. Then I'm hopefully he's not, you know, burdened with numbers or whatever, since he does such a good job in his word.
I'm just kidding. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Pat to you. We thank you, Lord, that he doesn't have to put up with these things that normal people do. We're not normal people. We're peculiar people. And we thank you, Father, for a full head of hair and everything that the devil has tried to take from him. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to replace every hair because you had it numbered from day one. And we praise you, Father, for doing that. We command the pain to leave his head in Jesus' name, his scalp.
Praise you,
Jesus' name. And we thank you for a complete head of hair, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I receive it. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let it grow back red. No, I'm just kidding. No, let it grow back to natural color. Go ahead, Julie.
I just wanted to know, Samuel, did you put that in the chat? Did you want to pray that? Is that from the Lord? I'm just curious.
Well, might as well, because we all agree here is a body in Christ, and I command that demon there and anyone else's hair that's trying to tear out what God created and put there to go now, get away, never come back. Amen. And we cast you away in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by power and authority in him, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You got to go, Jesus' name. That demon ain't got nothing else to do.
Take your pain with you.
Yeah. Amen. Matter of fact, I just pray for everybody that's losing hair, trying to lose hair, that it all grow back and be just normal in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Shine a new full head of hair. That's right, in Jesus' name. And a scalp that doesn't itch or doesn't hurt, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. He wakes up in the morning, he don't even have to put water on. It's going to be in place. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Give Joe a new rug too, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's my old buddy. I'm going to go see him one of these days. Yeah. Pretty what good, Carol. Yeah, Joe.
While you're with me, you pray for, I got some sinus symptoms that try to come on, please. Don't get rid of us. So it's just over from season, winter to summer now.
Sinus problems?
Sinus symptoms, yeah.
Okay, sinus symptoms, yeah. You want to pray against that? Is that right? You want us to pray against that, Joe?
Okay. Yes, please.
All right. Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift up Joe T. He don't have any problems with his sinuses anymore because you fixed them. And we thank you for it. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, I command the sinuses to be healed. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. All discomfort go in the name of Jesus. All of sniffing and all of it. Snot run and go from him in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I command that for myself, too, in Jesus' name. The sinuses are healed, delivered, and they are set free in Jesus' name. No more sneezing, no more snot throwing, and no more any of that stuff in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise you, Father, for complete healing for Joe and myself and anyone else in here that needs it. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Isaac, too. Yes, Julie.
I'd just like to add on to that a little bit, if okay. I may. We just take authority over every unclean spirit that wants to hinder the discerning of smell and any allergies, any... In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every lying attack on the sensory, because we can discern of good and evil. And if there isn't any unclean spirit there that's trying to mess with Joe, we command that to go. Everything that's, that he's having trouble discerning with through the smell, through the carnal, through the senses. We just come take authority over all that in the name of Jesus. I come against this witchcraft trying to get in here and confuse me. In Jesus' name, get out Amen. Of my house. Amen. Get off of me. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that we have discerning of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. So anything coming against us in that area, you all have to go. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. It is done. Any kind of spirits of oppression go out of this word right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, all right. Let's see. I want to ask something. All right, George, do you have anything to say about faith? Hey, George, formerly of Georgia, now living up in Maine. He's probably busy. What about you, David?
I've always found it easy to have faith for others. It's easier to do that and pray for others and see the results come through. But when you're going through your own trial, that's when you have to get real with your faith with the Lord. And that's when it's time to start to examine yourself, examine what it is you think you need more of, you know, and that closer relationship with the Lord, which is where it's important because There's a lot of people, and that's something that can be deceiving, is they talk about that, that people will do a lot of mighty works for the Lord, and they'll be casting out demons and doing all these mighty works like Judas did. But when it comes down to it, we have to individually have that overcoming faith in our lives. And it's coming down to, for us to be able to overcome with faith for the things that the trials that God puts on us and we go through. And we have to not waver like Julie's talking about Michael and believe and also Marilyn. And we're believing it's not us, it's the Lord. We're looking more for the Lord. We're seeing more of the Lord, that fruit. So that's the important part for each and all the individuals here, is we have to have that individual faith to overcome. And it's not like it's all on you. It's just this big pressure, but that's going to be part of marking you out and being separate from apostates. Apostates won't have that faith. Apostates won't be able to stand on the word of God, where that's where we're going to have to, stand on that word and not deviate from it. And that's what proves us is to be the disciples. It proves us to be abiding in Christ. So yeah, take this these series on faith and learn from them, and try to figure out where you think you might be having difficulties. Have others pray for you and work through this. We can talk about it all day, but when it comes down to it, if we feel like we're missing it, well, you know, that's okay. We're going to sit down. We're going to discuss this. We're going to work through it. We're going to figure out where it is we got to keep on pushing to make this work in individual lives, because that's where it's important. Your life has to depend upon your faith in order to get into heaven and get in through the gates of heaven. So it's depending and believing all these promises. That's the benefits of being in the kingdom, is having the promises work out in your life. And you do that all by faith. So I think if anything also, we should be discussing, hey, if I feel like I'm missing it, where am I not, you know, where am I not making the connection? Where am I maybe still having to work out a few things in my life and keep on working and working with others to overcome? That's part of being the overcomer. So don't feel embarrassed. Even me, we all have our little things we're trying to work through, but this is what God desires out of us. He desires us not to waver. He desires us not to mumble. He desires for us not to be unbelieving, you know, because that's all those things will hold a lot of people out of the kingdom. So, and I'm not trying to put fear. I'm just trying to say, let's examine this and, you know, let the Lord work through us what he needs to work in each and all of us, so we can pray about those things too. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Okay.
I don't know if that's not really helpful, I'm sure, but maybe it's a little more insightful.
Oh, yeah.
Here, let's pray. Father, you know, we've been talking about faith and we've been learning and we've been growing, and we've been experiencing it, but we all know individually we need this faith. We need to grow in you. We need to grow in Christ. We need to have that fruit in our lives. We need not to waver. We need to stand steady in your word and not deviate from your promises, and have all these things manifest in our lives, in order to prove that we are what you want us to be. And we can't do that without you. So we're looking to you to fulfill these promises in us. We're looking to you to help us overcome any difficulties we're having in our lives, and to overcome unbelief, if there's any unbelief there, to cast it down and not receive it, to get the enemy out of our life, to get those little voices that don't belong there gone, so we can just walk and fulfill the word that you need in us and have it come in the fullness of Jesus Christ. We believe we have that now. We believe we have the promises. We're standing on your word. But Lord, if there's any doubt, Lord, route that out of us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Amen. All right, Angelica, go ahead.
I also wanted to pray about this. I feel like I need prayer for these kinds of things. And so, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just thank you and I bless you, Father God, for the gift of faith that you've given every single one of us a measure, Lord. And I praise you, Father God, for the work that you're doing in our hearts, Lord. And Father, I come to you, Father God, and I thank you, Lord God, for working in us hearts of trust, Lord God. There's many promises to those who trust you, Lord God, and trust is synonymous with faith, Lord. And for those, Father God, who have suffered in their life, Lord God, who've been through traumatic things and who don't know how to trust, Father God, I pray that you would heal the hearts of fear, Father God, and remove all anxiety and worry, Father God, and help us to focus on you, Lord, and to pass these trials of not walking by sight, Lord God, or according to carnal senses, Lord God, but simply believing you at your word because of your righteousness, Lord God, and to help us to not lean on our own understanding, Father God, but also to have that balance of cultivating a relationship with you, Lord. You're not just someone to be used, Lord God. You want relationship with us, Lord. And I realize, Lord, that when my relationship suffers with you, Lord God, like in any relationship, Lord God, you begin to not trust as much as you did when you're closer to each other, Lord. So I just thank you for helping us to all know as individuals how you want to have fellowship with us and have a relationship with us, Lord God, so that we can build that trust, that we can trust you with any part of our life, Lord God, no matter how small, how big, and that you would grow our faith, Lord God, in ways that we never thought of, because there's nothing impossible with you, Lord God, and it's wonderful to see your hand move in our life, Lord. So I just thank you for doing that for every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that wonderful prayer. And I receive everything she said in Jesus' name. Anybody else receive that? Some of y'all wasn't listening. That was good. Thank you, Lord. Amen. What? What'd you say, Judy? Or Sue?
Amen. Amen.
Okay, amen. I heard that. Amen, Brother Ben. Thank you, Lord. All right. Well, that was a good prayer to let us go tonight, wasn't it? Father, I just thank you so much for all of these wonderful people here. Every one of us got a measure of your faith that is needed in tomorrow's day. And we just praise you, Father, that when we wake up in the morning, that we get right into you and we ask that you fill us up, Lord, because we're going to need that spirit-filled body for tomorrow's activities. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, get us ready for this time ahead, because I know it's going to be rough for a lot of folks, but it's just going to be smooth sailing for your people, in Jesus' name, the ones that really and truly love you, Lord. And we thank you for it. Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.